Well, this is the third time I've recorded this because it's always been too long. Initially, I spoke about coaches and trainers and agents and publishers, and then I managed to distill it down to two people. HD, Mr. Harrison Denby, who encouraged me to act and write, and he inspired me to become a teacher, so much so that now I've been a writer for quite some time, and I direct plays, and I've got my own play opening in March. But when I break it right down to its barest, rawest form, one person introduced me to two things that became two very distinct aspects of my life. Now, this guy encouraged me to train. He introduced me to the gym at school. And from that moment, 30 years ago, I was hooked on weights and training and exercise. He also introduced me to rugby. He took me to my first rugby match. And he encouraged me to play rugby. And he played with me and coached me. And then I went on to play rugby to a fairly good standard. And he also introduced me to art properly for the first time. And then I went on to make pastel landscapes and sell them. But when I couldn't see enough to do that anymore, I took my writing more seriously. So he introduced me to two distinct branches that I'm passionate about still. So art and sport. I went on to, I still do train every day, and I've been involved with sport to fairly high standard, rugby and rowing especially, and judo. And it's thanks to this one person, this Welsh chap called Mr. Philip Little, my art teacher at school, who introduced me to the gym and to rugby and to art. Now, of course, HD, he was the person who encouraged me to act and direct and things I still do now. I mean, I make money through directing and through writing. I direct only on an amateur level, but through writing, that's how I make my money. So he's been very inspirational to me and encouraging, and I'm still in touch with him. But as I say, when I distill it right down, I bring it back to Phil Little, because he introduced me and always encouraged me to do art and to do sport. Now, I haven't been in touch with him since I left school, sadly, but I will. What I'm going to do today, thanks to this audio prompt, I'm going to text HD or call him and ask him for Mr. Little's details so I can actually say thank you. Because when I think about it, this guy was very inspirational to me. I mean, he took me to Twickenham for the first time. He put a rugby ball in my hand for the first time. He showed me how to lift weights properly. He taught me about art. And then that opened something inside my heart that enabled me to write properly. NHD then encouraged me to write and act and direct. And so to this day, those two people have shaped my life, because my life is writing and drama and training. So, yeah. Thanks to Philip Little.